right. Welcome in. Episode 48.
48. Closing in on the big 5-0. Man.
I feel old.
Me and the podcast.
There we go.
Yep.
I do want to say it feels good. Not that we were ever away.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess like season one, we would have taken a break.
Right.
But we've like, we love this and you all love this.
Yeah.
Last week's episode continues to pick up numbers.
It does. Which apologies for not being in the live premiere.
I was filling.
You were gone.
Yeah.
I was filling in for you, which meant I was in bed at 7:30.
Yeah. What time do you go to bed when you do the morning show?
I try to be at least zoned out in the bed, phone down by 7.
Mm. Nice.
I know you stay up way later than
and
that.
And then what time do you wake up? I saw your post. I was like, there's no way that's right.
Well,
do you wake up at 2:30?
I come in way later than you do. I'm a lot more efficient. Last week, it was a pretty quiet week. You know what time I was rolling in here?
3:15.
3:15. Friday morning, wow. I think it was 3:30.
Wow.
Yeah. Got everything done the day before. There was nothing going on last week. It was sunny and 85 every day.
Yeah, okay. I come in at 2:30 every day, and I probably should get better about that. But anyways, there we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was gone. If you're wondering, maybe this is your first episode. You have 47 more to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
He is Chief Meteorologist Jamie Arnold. I am Andrew Dockery, the Morning Meteorologist here at WMBF. And this is Are You Serious? Rate, like, share.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting good at this.
We are.
You would think after 48.
We should be podcast pros by now.
I will say we're also becoming Tidal pros.
Yeah, titles are getting to be kind of the fun thing.
Jamie came up with this one, which is
Dubai Distilleries. Easy for me to say. Dubai Distilleries do what?
Do what? Yeah,
yeah.
This is going to be a fun one. So, yeah, I was in Kentucky. We could just go ahead and check the distillery part off. Man, it was a good getaway.
It was.
Thankful for the grandparents. We actually took some friends to Kentucky, big bourbon connoisseurs. And I said, listen, if you love bourbon, you have to go to Kentucky. It's the staple of where 90% of bourbon is made. What I did not realize is we would come home with 36?
36 bottles of bourbon.
Of bourbon.
How long is that going to last you?
Quite a
week
bit.
Or two.
Yeah, a good week. Some of those will not even be open.
Right.
So like Blanton's, you can get that in Kentucky very cheap. But it was really cool there. The food.
Yeah.
The bourbon.
You said you went to 11 distilleries.
11 distilleries. I drank plenty. And my liver needs recovery.
Well, and we all need a little break every now and then, so good for you.
But it's good. Like, for anyone that loves bourbon, let me know, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. But, yeah, that's kind of one of my little hobbies.
That's
yours
fun.
Is Cosmos. Mine's bourbon. And
well, not really a hobby.
Well, I don't do it every day.
I think more of a lifestyle.
Oh, okay. Then we do it every day.
A lifestyle.
I like it. I'm on it. Stamp of approval.
But
the food was good.
Yeah.
Got to take the kids to the zoo, Brooks, and then their son, Griffin, they're kind of the same age.
No.
So, yeah, it was a really fun trip. The worst part is the 8.5-hour car ride with little ones.
No.
But they did okay.
Like 5.5-6 hours is my limit in a car.
And we stopped in Nashville for lunch, dinner, whatever. But, man, by the time I got back, Monday's nap was glorious.
I'm sure.
I'm there for like 3.5 hours.
Yeah. It sounds like one of those vacations where you need a vacation. When you're back.
Isn't that always
the case. Yeah. And every time I plan a really nice vacation, I think this is going to be the one where I'm going to come back refreshed.
Yes. I say the same thing.
And I don't. Because I get somewhere new, and all I want to do is go and explore and see stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to lay around by a pool. I want to go climb a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. And with Kentucky, obviously, it's home for us.
Yeah.
But with new people.
Yeah.
Let's show you Kentucky.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh,
yeah.
We were waking up at 5:30. 6.
Wow.
Just to go to breakfast and get to the distillery.
Get to.
Drink. So.
Wow.
How was your week? Did you drink?
The fun thing about morning show life with you, of course, is happy hour.
It's great.
So over the course of the week, I was in for you for 4 days.
Yeah.
I did happy hour on 3 of those.
Nice.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's awesome.
So it was good.
Where'd you go for happy hour?
Tried a brand new place, Waterway House.
Where is that? I saw the photos.
It is kind of almost in Restaurant Row. It's up on my end of town, Waterway House. Fantastic happy hour. Well, one of my new places. It's on the top list now for happy hour. Great drinks, great service, amazing food, amazing prices. I think I had 2 cocktails, and we all kind of split maybe 2 or 3 appetizers each. $30.
Wow.
$30. That's my kind of
deal. The food doesn't even have to be amazing. Yeah. If it's that price, I'm there.
Waterway House up on the north end. It's across the street. Ah, I forget the name of the old golf course. It's the one where it used to have the chair lift that went across 17.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Right next to the Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
I can never remember. Kyoto, Makoto's.
I think it's Kyoto.
I don't know. Anyway, right next door to that. Mm. Yeah, fantastic.
Tag them, too, that way.
Yep.
They'll get some
yep.
some free food, yeah. maybe. I will say, while I was out, and I typically don't do this. You know this, and you're the same way. I unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
I posted one thing. I turned off social media. Yeah. It was, if anything, I feel refreshed. Yeah,
it was a little quiet from you.
I know. What happened with the storm?
On Saturday?
I was checking Kentucky weather, and then, wow.
That was...
All of a sudden, it's like all these alerts popping up.
Yeah. We had a level one risk in place for Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center, level one. Could be a marginally severe hail is what they had in their discussion, which is, maybe nickel to quarter size hail in a couple of storms. And, man, the first couple storms started going up around Rock Hill. You've all seen the stuff from Rock Hill, which is insane, with baseball size hail. Then another storm went into Robeson County, potentially one of the biggest hailstones on record in North Carolina. Near Lumberton at 4 inches, almost softball size.
The damage photos.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. And then they just kept rolling down, came into Horry County. I went chasing. I was at dinner with Lauren and a couple other friends, and I'd kind of been checking the radar. Yeah. Dinner reservations were at 5:30. I was there long enough to have dinner, but by the time the dessert course came, I was like, see y'all. And I left everybody sitting at the table to go storm chasing. Ended up in between Loris and Green Sea and big hail and crazy wind. Interior Horry County got rocked. And then they moved through the beach. And a lot of times when you get a line of storms like that, they kind of come through and then they're done.
Yeah.
This thing just kept.
That's what I was amazed by.
Refiring and refiring, and each one was dropping hail, and we ended up with 4.5 inches of rain and crazy lightning, and it was a good Saturday night.
I didn't expect it, but it was nice. I was kind of bummed that I missed it,
because
it would have been a weekend. I could have went out, looked at stuff, but we drove from Louisville to Lexington, which is about an hour and a half, from where we were going, and I said, okay, level one. I got out of the car and I saw Rock Hill, and I was like, whoa,
yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah.
And then I see potential severe thunderstorm watch, then severe I'm like, okay.
And it's funny, they issued a mesoscale discussion that afternoon, the Storm Prediction Center.
I saw that.
It was like, watch not anticipated.
I know.
And then two hours later, severe thunderstorm watch. Look at these incredible supercells that were rolling through. It was just just one of those days where things just kind of line up.
Yeah, atmosphere is right, 85. Yeah.
Inland was up around 90, and I think that was kind of what did it. We were thinking maybe a little more cloud cover that day to kind of keep temperatures down, but it was blazing sunshine all day Saturday.
Man.
And it was up between 85 and 90 in this time of the year. You can do it.
That's all it takes. I'm ready for some summer thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Maybe not Rock Hill level, but give us some good structure. So photos look great. The lightning photos look great. Thank you to everyone who sent us those photos. And now we're back into a quiet weather.
Boring.
I come back and the quiet weather comes with it. Let's also talk about a big talker.
Yeah.
If you will. I don't know. If you're not in the weather world, you may not even know about it.
I bet so, though. Because I've noticed
even
just scrolling through Facebook and Instagram.
It's popping up.
Yeah.
It's not on my Facebook algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dubai.
Dubai.
That's
last week.
Part of the title. Last week picked up on some record rainfall.
Yeah. Big rain in Dubai. Their final total was 5.25 inches.
Yeah, and there were some areas in the eastern part of the country that picked up, I think, 10.
Right.
But for Dubai, 5.25.
Dubai, yeah. And so what we're talking about is you've probably seen it made national news. Dubai flooded. The airport was flooded, and you've probably seen the video of the planes taking off.
Yeah,
the plane taking off
with
the flooded runway and water in hotels and all of that. And basically, as soon as it stopped raining, it went to, one, climate change, two, cloud seeding. Cloud seeding.
A lot of politics. A
lot of politics.
A lot of people attacking each other, too.
Yeah.
So you came up with a great idea. Let's just kind of debunk some of these.
Yeah.
So I think we should kind of set the climate scene first for Dubai. It's a desert area.
It's a desert.
Cloud seeding, which we'll get to in a second, has been ongoing for years.
A very actually started, I think, in the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
It was part of a plan to make rain.
Yeah.
To make rain. And obviously somewhere like a desert where you need water, that's kind of an important thing. You need rain to get water to water crops and water population. Mm-hmm. So cloud seeding sort of immediately became an issue. And around Dubai, parts of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, they do cloud seeding to get more rain.
Now, keep in mind, too, they use the metric system, so they get less than 200 millimeters a year of rain, which is...
Which, let's go back to that stat real quick.
Is crazy.
The number one thing, if you even now, if you go back and look and watch a story about the Dubai flooding, Dubai picks up over a year's worth of rain in one
Correct.
Day. Want to know how much it rains in Dubai every year?
Not much.
3.7 inches.
Yeah.
It rains 25 days on average out of the year in Dubai. So to pick up a year's worth of rain mm-hmm. from a pretty intense thunderstorm, mm-hmm. it's impressive for Dubai,
yeah.
yes, but sort of in the grand scheme of things, it's not. And that's also how Dubai picks up its rainfall. They have big storms
yeah.
with big breaks in between yeah. where it doesn't rain for months.
So I think for people that may not know, we talked about Dubai's a desert area, mm-hmm. desert populated area. So let's go into the first myth, cloud seeding.
Cloud seeding.
Right? So cloud seeding is basically when planes go in mm-hmm. above cumulus clouds mm-hmm. and have water droplets in them, they will add a silver iodide,
mm-hmm.
which basically they spray this into a cloud. And we are not going to get started on no chemtrails. We are not going to get started nope. on anything. But what this does is when that is released into the cloud,
mm-hmm.
water droplets are attracted to it.
Yes.
We've talked about this before.
Yes.
The larger the water droplet is,
mm-hmm.
the more likely it is to eventually fall in the cloud.
Yes. And let's even take it a step back. To get a water droplet to form in a cloud,
I like it.
You have to have something
yes.
in the atmosphere for that initial little bit of moisture to start clinging onto.
Correct.
Every raindrop that falls to the earth basically has a core to mm-hmm. it, which is a smoke particle.
Dust.
A dust particle. These yep. are more or less almost virtually microscopic things in the atmosphere. You got to have those in the clouds mm-hmm. to get moisture to form onto, to form raindrops that fall. The purpose of cloud seeding is to throw more stuff
yes.
into these clouds for raindrops to form.
And the whole point of cloud seeding is to water scarcity in the desert mm-hmm. is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like it's that way even in the United States deserts.
Yeah.
They do this in the United States. I just want to make sure we say that.
Right.
So with that being said, their whole purpose, and if you look, I found a really cool map. I'll see if I can get the link. It's like 20 years
mm-hmm.
before cloud seeding,
mm-hmm.
20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And there's greenery in some of these places because yeah. it works. Now, cloud seeding for Dubai only adds 10% more rain
yeah.
when it's done.
Right.
With this, it was not done on that day.
There was no cloud seeding that day.
None at all.
Yeah.
So let's just...
Take it out.
Take that out. Well, then you get brought up, Jamie... I'm going to word this carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Yes, humans change the climate. I'm not going to sit here and say whatever. But when you look at the profile of this storm,
mm-hmm.
there would have been flooding in a lot of areas.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Shocker.
Here's something crazy. It was weather.
Wow.
It was weather.
Yeah.
It was a setup for intense thunderstorms yep. and you happen to get a couple of those
mm-hmm.
in a row over a city that's been built in the middle of the desert, which naturally repels water. That's
Correct.
Why flash flooding is such an issue in deserts.
Bingo.
It's because the water can't absorb. It's rocky. So everything just runs off. Well, then you build a city, you know, Dubai, 50 years ago was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build this massive city, pave everything over. Yeah, you're going to have flash flooding. And in a city that doesn't have the infrastructure
Bingo.
To deal with big rainfall, nor should they.
No.
In a place that averages 3.7 inches of rain per
it's
year.
It's not even a fault.
You can't. That would be like us here basing everything that we do development-wise from here forward based on what happened with Hurricane Florence.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Yeah. It's financially, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, unfortunately, we got 20 to 40 inches of rain in 2018, but that was a rare, exceedingly bizarre high-end event. That the chance of it happening again is very slim.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to take a risk when you're developing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many times have we talked on this podcast about record events that happen? Let's just go back to 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Snow.
Mm-hmm.
We can flip it completely from where you're going and say, hey, based off the Christmas snow, we're going to start having 15 snowplows. Yeah. Every winter in Myrtle Beach. It's just not financially stable.
Exactly.
Nor is it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need to spend $1 million a year on a salt supply for roads because it's a waste of money.
Well, and that's like, too, I got deep into this. Dubai, when they were building their city, it's built on sand, right? Mm-hmm. So they have sand that would absorb so much water.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they put more concrete down for the city than any other city out there.
Yeah.
Didn't put any drainage in.
Right.
Nor should they.
Right.
Where does the water go? And this is a result of it. So strong upper level low.
Yep.
Even some small low pressures at the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a total of three of those over the course of 24 hours led to this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying climate change. Yeah. I'm not saying cloud seeding. We're saying weather.
I'm saying weather. And despite what you hear anywhere, you cannot assign.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something different.
You can't assign climate change to every single strange event.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
You can't. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in the big media do.
Yeah.
You can't.
Also,
you can't, because here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
For every
I want to go.
For every big event, record event that happens, I guarantee you, you can go back and find another one and another one that has happened in the past.
Mm.
And in a lot of cases, way back in the past, before there was any type of climate change, man-made.
Yeah,
climate change. The climate changes.
Yeah,
all the time. That's why it's climate. That's why. That's why Myrtle Beach used to be underwater, under the ocean, because the climate changes. Thank God it does, or else we'd be under.
We would be
50 feet of salt water. Thank God for climate change.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
also, with the national media, we never hear like true instances of like. We just hear the earth's getting hotter, more storms are getting stronger. The end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear, and here's where I always say, just trust wherever you get. You never hear of record snowfall caused by climate change because it's not. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Yep.
And then you never hear just the boring climate, like Atlanta, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That city creates their own thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is pretty cool.
That's cool.
But you're not going to see that on the front of the news,
right?
Just because it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's urban heat island isn't. The top story. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah.
So
it does. We could do a whole episode on the urban heat island
and
the impacts
that
may have on statistics as far as climate change and global warming.
Ooh, based on population and where everyone's
based
moving.
On population, and really simply, urban heat island is what it sounds like. Big cities are warmer.
Mm-hmm.
You pave over everything. You build a bunch of metal and concrete and glass, and it holds heat. And a lot of cities. The weather observing site is at the airport, which 50 years ago, the airport was 25 miles out in the country.
Yeah, with a lot of grass around
With a lot of grass and trees and whatever. And now, as cities expand and grow, your airport is surrounded by
buildings
and pavement and blacktop and everything else.
Yeah.
And naturally. So there's lots of little caveats. Just don't take it at face value.
And
you also don't hear about... Antarctica. Here we go. You also don't hear about, Antarctic sea ice being the thickest it's been in 40 years. You know, now if a glacier breaks a hunk of ice falls off a glacier and it's a big one. Climate change. Well, glaciers calve and retreat and move all the time.
what's the way to say this without saying it like a complete jerk? The impacts mm-hmm. that we're seeing mm-hmm. from what is being claimed mm-hmm. are in the end so minimal mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not. I need to be careful with Earth Day, you know, this week. Yeah. Still care about stuff. Like, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But just know that it's not as bad as it seems.
It's not.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Weather has always happened. It will always happen. Records are meant to be broken.
And they will be broken.
Extremes happen.
Think back to our winter episodes.
They've always happened.
Yeah.
You know?
We always say waves, chunks.
Yeah.
Our winter episode we talked about, there was a 10 to 15 year period where it didn't snow.
Yeah.
Then there was another 10 year period where it snowed
all the time. Yeah. Weather changes, climate changes. Yeah.
For the good and bad.
You know, I'm like you, like, yes, I want a beautiful planet. Don't litter. Clean up our water.
Correct.
Preserve land.
Yes.
Do
recycle.
All of that. Do
whatever.
All of that.
Yes.
Do not tell me what kind of stove I can have in my house or that I have to drive an electric car. Mm. Okay. I went to the flower show up in Florence over the weekend on Sunday. It was good.
Good for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Drove by Bucky's.
Did you go?
Went into Bucky's, got my turkey sandwich. But pulling into Bucky's, they have a bunch of the Tesla stations, mm-hmm. you know, charging stations, and probably 25 of them. And there were 25 cars plugged up, getting their charge. And everybody was just sitting outside of the car, I guess waiting for it to charge. Mm. I thought to myself, not in a million years. Can you imagine me out storm chasing or something? Oh, God, I need a charge. Let me sit here for an hour.
Oh.
Keep the environment beautiful. Take care of yourself.
Do what you believe in. But don't.
Oh, let me tell you this. Oh my God. So you know we have the AMS conference.
Yes.
Coming up here in Myrtle Beach in June. American Meteorological Society.
Yeah.
Conference on broadcast meteorology. So it's a whole bunch of people like us. So I was going through the website the other night. Looking to see how much it was and kind of going through the registration process. And they asked me how I wanted to pay for my carbon footprint.
What does that mean?
To get to the conference. If I would like to donate X amount or something for the carbon footprint that it takes for me to go to the conference. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh.
I'm
good.
I'm going to be driving from my little house up in North Myrtle Beach down to the conference. In my car that runs on gas, and we'll be good. Not going to pay for it. Yeah. You're already charging me $700 just to go to your conference. I don't need to pay my carbon footprint.
If there's an episode where we are borderline canceled, it's this one. That's weird.
Yeah.
Also, I wonder how many people, when they saw the title, thought this is what this was going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we thought this is what it was going to be, but it happens.
Yeah, it happens for sure.
Yeah, and in these people, bless their hearts, that are suffering from anxiety and can't get through a day and they're depressed because they're so concerned about climate change that they're not going to be here in 4 years. Get a job, find something to do, get outside. And enjoy a beautiful day. Breathe in some of that beautiful fresh air that we have.
It's Earth Day week.
It's Earth Day week. It's also 420 week. Go breathe some other air. Just do something to relax.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Shall we shoot the breeze?
Already? Man, I thought we were just getting started on the...
We were 25 minutes in.
All right, fine.
Do you want to keep going?
No, I think that's it. I'll probably come up with something else here in a minute.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Oh, God.
It's not bad.
Is it Mark?
No, it's okay. Tim. You mentioned the weather conference in town. What exactly is happening here in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, yeah. So,
as you just crapped.
So excited about seeing all of our colleagues from the business.
You couldn't make this up.
Really excited. I pay my AMS dues. I proudly have my seal of approval from the American Meteorological Society.
Glasses are on now.
It's sort of the you know, it's the professional group for meteorologists across the country. And the broadcast conference, which is going to be happening here in Myrtle Beach in June. I don't remember the dates.
Oh.
It's early June.
12th through the 14th, maybe?
Mid-June, yeah. So Myrtle Beach was chosen as the location for the broadcast conference and severe warning, something about warning communication. Anyway, basically, TV meteorologists from across the country going to be here in Myrtle Beach for that conference, and we're looking forward to it. We're going.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
It will be fun. It's always fun to get in and see the colleagues and talk about it.
And you learn things. You know, it's sessions all day. It's like any other professional conference.
You meet new people.
You meet new people. You sit in sessions all day. You come away. We may sit in the hallway and do a podcast and see who we can grab. Like, literally just hang out in the hallway. Hey, James Spann, come here.
That would be fun.
Right? Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be
different. Cantori.
And then just interview him?
Yeah.
I like
it. Speaking of.
Oh.
Speaking of, Josh.
Yeah.
Morgerman.
Yeah.
iCyclone.
Yeah.
Has confirmed.
Okay.
Guest on the
Do
podcast.
We know a date?
Working on that this week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're kind of besties now, so we...
Text regularly?
We're still messaging each other on Twitter.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay, that's awesome.
We're getting there.
I don't think it'll be 50 because it's in 2 weeks.
It might be. He's pretty free through May. He wants to do it before June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be 50.
Yeah.
So iCyclone will be on. But it's people like that in the TV world that we'll get to talk to, and it's all day.
It's 3 full days. And like I said, I think it would be great to do a podcast down there.
Live weather out there.
I'm going to be doing live weather out there each evening.
You'll see us down. Where is it? Convention Center?
It's at Spring Maid Resort.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Down to the one just south of Damon's.
Yeah.
That's the new Spring Maid Resort.
Yeah, the one by Market Common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
I haven't even looked at it.
It's going to be an entire city full of weather geeks.
Which will be really fun.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be able to do a whole episode recap on that.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Thank you,
Tim. Unless I get kicked out of the AMS for not paying my carbon footprint.
we both might be kicked out. I'll let you go to the next one.
Watch me choose Mark.
Also, I think Kevin's still in there. Kevin, we haven't forgot about you. He's at the very bottom.
Any other times where you look at an El Nino or La Nina pattern when it comes to forecasting? Paul. Yeah,
that's good. We've been talking about that a lot.
Yeah, they're very general, sort of by themselves. You can just kind of get a general idea of a season. Of course, there's many other factors that come into it, but, you know, an El Nino winter tends to be cool and damp here. I say tends to be. We were kind of pumped about this previous winter being cold and wet, and maybe some winter opportunities, and it didn't happen.
We kind of doubled down on our bets.
It didn't happen because of other factors.
Thank goodness I didn't bet the house on that one.
La Nina tends to be mild and dry, which it looks like winter 24-25 will be a La Nina winter, which tends to be, like I said, mild and dry. With the way things are going around with forecasting these days, we'll probably get a foot of snow next winter.
And I think it's important to know, too, that like El Nino and La Nina dictate the weather pattern, but that doesn't dictate the weather system. Like the systems in the pattern individually might be in that vicinity, but as we know from winter or whatever, you know, 50 or 100 miles can make all the matter. We had a wet winter. We just never got the cold air with it. We were hoping, and previous El Ninos have done. So, winter weather, it's big. Hurricane season, it's big. You can use it if you want for, like, I know some people in Oklahoma and all love it when it comes to springtime, but it's mainly tropics and then winter for us here.
I don't pay attention to any of those when it comes to summers around here.
Correct.
Everybody always says, what's the summer going to be like? Hot and humid and some storms.
It's always the same.
You know, no matter what pattern you're in, we're just in that part of the country where, you know, by the numbers, we may have a cool summer where temperatures are technically, you know, a degree below average when you kind of average them out. But even a few degrees below average in here in July and August is still 90 instead of 92.
The upper level weather pattern does, but also doesn't play a huge contributor in the summer unless you get a big omega high that will just kind of sit over top of us. And what I mean by omega is the shape of an omega, basically high pressure system instead of a trough. It's opposite.
Yeah.
So all active weather happens with a low pressure.
Yeah.
This is a high that just sits over top of the country
mm-hmm.
and usually delivers record heat for weeks and weeks to come. So
I kind of enjoy an Omega High around here in the summer because it can occasionally give us northwest flow.
Oh, okay.
Which in the summer, I love a good northwest flow. Northwest flow is kind of what we had on Saturday with the sort of unexpected hailstorms.
Yeah.
It's basically where your upper level winds are blowing from the northwest. And in the summer, if you got some heat and humidity under there, you can crank some storms.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Great question.
Beware Paul. The northwest flow. I was taught that very young
yeah.
as a young forecaster.
There beware. Was like a year or two ago where I remember you messaging and I was like,
yeah, beware the northwest flow.
Mm. Instead of Mark.
Gala.
Gala. Is Mark's, it gala or gala?
Mark's bride.
Gala, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Thank you for conversation 47. You're welcome. The breath of a hurricane is fascinating, which.
Right.
Exhale, inhale. If you didn't see that episode, 47 has that. After landfall, hurricanes seem to diminish. I was wondering what typically weakens hurricanes.
The lack of what drives hurricanes.
Correct.
Hurricanes are fueled by extremely warm water. Water temperatures have to be 80 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hurricanes form over the ocean, where mm-hmm. they have an endless supply, almost endless supply, of that warm water. As they move on shore, it's literally like, you know, cutting off the gasoline.
Yeah.
And that's why as soon as a hurricane makes landfall, it's winding down. Now, a stronger hurricane takes a while to wind down. If it's moving fast, you can, you know, carry damaging winds well inland. Obviously, the rain threat continues well inland. But once the storm moves over land, it is cut off from its fuel source.
Yeah.
So you're driving down the road in your car with gasoline, without paying your carbon footprint, and somebody puts a clamp on the gas hose. You're out of gas. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Another thing, too, this is more so before landfall. It could be after, too. But shear, wind shear.
Wind shear?
Wind shear, especially early on in a mm-hmm. storm. Too much wind shear can literally tear apart a mm-hmm. storm. After landfall, you can get that, though.
You can get that.
A jet stream or a cold front.
Dry air.
Dry air is good.
A lot of storms, as they start to approach land and move over land, they start ingesting dry air.
Mm-hmm.
So that also weakens a storm. So, but it's primarily that warm water. You're cutting off the fuel.
We'll get those dry air type setups like early season.
Yeah.
Where like, what was the storm that was named?
Two years ago? Colin.
Colin,
yeah.
You remember Tropical Storm Colin.
Nobody remembers. I remember because of that horrible night.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get a flare up of thunderstorms. It starts to rotate. Looked pretty good there for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Hurricane Center said, yeah, it's a tropical storm. And it was cranking down in Charleston. And they threw up tropical storm warnings for Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
That thing sucked in some dry air, and it was mm-hmm. partly cloudy and a wind at, I don't know, 8 miles per hour.
Yeah, and everything was out over the Atlantic on the yep. right side as we yep. were sitting under the dry air. I will yep. never forget. You're looking at it. It's like, well, there's
yeah.
the yep. center
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, there it is, passing overhead. Yeah, sun shining, beautiful day.
It happens a lot. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This should be Kevin. I kept him in there. He's getting a mention every show.
No, Kevin. This isn't the episode. We can't do defamation ban.
No, right now, no.
Not right now. I've still got to brush up on it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I know what one looks like on radar and satellite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I vaguely know the process.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I've forgotten about because I haven't dealt with one.
Yeah.
Maybe once around here in the past 16 years.
Basically, easy answer is think about.
Oh, God. There's no easy answer okay, to a defamation ban.
We'll just stop. We'll just give this motion for now. Pulling apart, installing out, and recreating.
Yes. A vacuum in the atmosphere.
Literally is what that is.
Yeah.
Over one area. Kevin, there's your short answer. We'll do another long answer soon. We got some big things coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach Classic in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
AMS conference.
Mm-hmm.
CCMF.
Mm-hmm.
Something for hurricanes. I don't know when that will be.
Mm-hmm. Hurricane then we'll probably have to take a break, right?
For hurricane season?
Or at least, I don't know, a little while.
I think we need to take at least like a month.
Yeah.
I know like, people are like going to hate
like,
that.
Maybe we'll take July off.
Yeah. Do we do like a finale still in June?
Yeah. Maybe okay. we can do that at the conference.
A finale?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because people can't come.
People will want to be there.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm still working on something. I keep throwing it around in my head on sort of a something similar to Hurricane Week, but a scaled down version.
Like shorter? Not shorter, 4 days.
Not quite as big, but something. Maybe we can do that.
Okay.
Late June.
It would almost kind of be fun if we just did one big day.
Yeah.
And then do the podcast, and it was just committed to one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do big some podcast, small stuff do, in the studio, and then one big day.
And then we go after all of it. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll think about that.
You didn't have on your list that I'm going to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi for Josh Morgan.
When is that? June 1st?
June 1st. Start of hurricane season.
So we'll have that. We got a lot of content.
That's
going
to be a whole
coming.
Episode.
Yeah.
Right there. It's going to be me with a slideshow. Okay. Show and tell.
So theoretically, and I know we can't say too much because we can't get kicked out of this podcast. Mm-hmm. We've been 48 episodes in. What happens if you run into one of those so-called people that we've badmouthed? Not badmouthed.
I don't think we've badmouthed anybody.
We haven't badmouthed anybody, but I'm just saying people like that.
You shake their hand. You say, it's good to see you. Hope you're
so
having
great
a great time.
You. There
nice
you go,
to
Jamie.
Meet you.
You represent us well.
Yeah, I heard what you said on the podcast about AMS, and you didn't pay your... Hope you enjoy your visit.
There you go.
It was really good to see you, and I hope we can catch up soon.
Look at us. We're piling.
You know what? We don't have to hate each other. If you want to pay your carbon footprint, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. I like it.
And if I don't, and you don't have like it, I don't care about that either. Leave me alone.
There you go.
That's my philosophy on life. Leave me alone.
Anything else you want to add?
I think I've said enough. Yeah, this felt like a really short episode. What, 37 minutes?
37 minutes. So the do what part, you probably figured out what the do what part
yeah,
is.
Yeah, do what. Yeah, that was us. What are we doing next week?
So we had someone text us.
Yeah.
Did we do that?
What'd they text us?
Texas wanted to be on the podcast. Works your shift.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Because that would be the week before.
Yeah. Yeah,
be
I guess
special
so.
Guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I love is this said person not only texted us about content,
mm-hmm.
but then told us about stories from storms that mm-hmm. they've experienced.
Yeah.
Like it was like the first application to be on
It was. Series. It was. And they, with a full rundown of what they're going to talk about.
Literally gave us show notes and everything.
So, yeah, I guess we should do that.
And then we could talk about that text.
Yeah, it'll be our 6 p.m. executive producer or evening executive producer. Or, no, producer.
I can't keep up with those. We'll talk to Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle will be here. Just call him Kyle. That's fine. I don't know if Kyle gets up this early.
Kyle shows up here at he's always 11 a.m. Some days.
Yeah. I was here last week and he rolled in at like 8:15. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And so.
Okay. Well, we'll do that next week.
Yeah, there you
we'll
go.
We'll talk to him about his text to us and what he's doing. He's up to some cool stuff.
So. Yeah.
I think that does it for us. We'll keep it nice and short. Last week's was 57 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Then we need a break.
So they deserve
They definitely deserve a break. And hopefully we'll be back. Hopefully the weather lords from AMS don't send their lightning bolts down.
if this is your first time listening, we apologize.
Getting us canceled.
There's much better content on the other 47 episodes.
As far as I know, you still can't be canceled for sharing an opinion.
Okay. Clip that, and that's the podcast. All right, y'all. We'll see you. Have a great week.
See ya.